Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Under a Shady Tree with Lord Terry and Lord Onyx. Come on in, grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These Southern Pagan boys are about to start their talk. Here's Lord Terry and Lord Onyx.
Good evening, and I'm welcoming you all here to the Terry and Robin Under a Shady Tree tonight. Unfortunately, Terry could not be with us this evening. He is in a small island in the Virgin Islands in the Caribbean for his day job, and he has no internet access this evening. So I am here with you to interview this evening Digis Christ Superdrum. I believe that's how you say it. Niv, are you here? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi,
hi Sean. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I was expecting Niv to be there as well.
I'm here.
Ah.
Sorry.
Okay, good. It was so dead quiet there. I didn't know if anybody was listening to me or not.
Yep, we're here.
I'm listening. We're all here.
Okay. Sean, so Terry wanted me to say how sorry he was that he wasn't going to get to speak with you tonight. It's very frustrating. He's on the island of Saba, which I had never heard of until he had to go there.
Isn't that
week.
Terrible?
I know, it's
horrible.
He sent me pictures. It's gorgeous, a little rainforesty island. I think the entire island population is like 1,800 people. It's
wow.
Really small, and he
sounds
has
awesome.
Internet, but he didn't have internet well, and we were experimenting earlier in the evening, and he couldn't be heard.
Yeah.
He was just not capable. Of course, that's why he's there. That's what he does is he's involved with fiber optics and making sure that they are working and testing. And.
Oh, cool.
So hopefully the island will be getting up to speed, and maybe we can all move there.
Hey, right on.
Yeah. Let's go.
I think we got room for a couple more.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's probably doing it for the call-ins there, but that's okay.
I believe
there's a medical college there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe there is. But, so, Sean, tell us a little bit about...
Sean,
tell us a little bit about the band and what kind of music you guys play and what your inspirations are and maybe even how you guys got together and had your vision, your common vision.
It started in about 2010. It was originally a side project of mine and Jeremy Lembo's. We had a other band called World Collision together with some other people, and that had kind of evolved into being this big rock band. So we started Digis Christ as a side project, just me and him playing like hand drums, tribal drums, and didgeridoo. And we wore these cool masks. So, you know, we started like that, just working on this little bit of a stage show thing that was going to be different from our regular band. And mm-hmm. that band ended up fizzling out, so it just Christ evolved into a whole band. We got, you know, another, we tried a few different members, but, you know, we've had a solid lineup now for about 3 years, I think, with Julius on drums. And it's evolved into more of like an industrial tribal rock band or something. There's still that tribal drumming element, and there's still didgeridoo, but he plays didgeridoo through a guitar pedal and all these crazy effects, and, you know, we sing through neat effects and use a lot of digital keyboards and analog keyboards and just crazy sound effects, and we have this whole alien motif, you know, gimmick story thing, storyline going on with our show.
We always have videos.
Sky Dancer is a part of the show too. She does interpretive dance for every song. She changes costumes on every song and comes out and does mm-hmm. some interpretations of the songs with dance, and it's really evolved into a really awesome show. We got a full, Jeremy's got a full program light show going on now that, goes right with our music, and it's pretty awesome.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those videos on YouTube. It's like, whoa.
Yeah,
you guys really put on a light show.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we've been just going to bars and playing regular
different shows
with other bands like this, and people are just like, wow, man.
That's so
well,
cool.
Yeah, it is, because nobody does that anymore.
No,
you know,
not
no
really.
One puts on a visual show as well as music.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a little extra work, but it's so worth it, man. It's so much fun to do, and it's much more fun to watch, I would think.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I'm an old hippie, and literally an old hippie.
Cool.
And so I remember, all of that stuff from going to clubs and whatnot with bands.
Cool.
So I always appreciate good sideshows and lights and pyrotechnics. I think a lot of it went the wayside when bands started lighting themselves on fire on stage, in the 80s.
Well, burning down the club,
A small problem. Oh, look, the flames are shooting, 25 feet higher than we thought they would, so...
Yeah, we don't do any shooting flames, but Skydancer does do a bunch of, flaming sword on the head and that kind of stuff. If we're at outdoor festivals, we intend to do more. It's still not like pyrotechnics, but we do have a lot of fire spinners perform with us, and she has all kinds of really neat fire props.
That's awesome.
Kind of like the belly dancers do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
She's
got like these big aluminum wings with fire wicks on them and a fire umbrella.
Oh,
and, that Caldera Fest coming up. That's a big outdoor festival where we will be able to do a lot of that fire stuff. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Stay away
from
the trees.
Terry and I will be at Caldera Fest.
Awesome.
So we look forward to maybe stopping by and talking to you when we get there.
Cool.
I think we're going to try and do some kind of live or pre-recorded remotes from the event, and then we'll air them later. I'm not sure. It's going to depend on their technology there. So what led you to start playing the drum or the didgeridoo?
I was just drawn to music. I'm lucky enough to know that it's always what I've wanted to do. I can remember being 8 years old and drawing in my imaginary band. We had costumes because I was like 8 years old. I was already Kiss, so I already liked a big stage show, I was so
mm-hmm.
I knew that was what I wanted to do. And then I first came into a snare drum I somehow inherited, and it was a bit annoying. My mom was like, how about you try acoustic guitar? So I ended up switching to guitar, which is all good because I love guitar, and I still have an interest in drums. And regardless, my mom ended up letting us have band practice at my house when I was a teenager, so, the drum set was always set up at my house, so even though I was mainly a guitar player, I could go down there and take her on drums when, I had time or whatever. So I pretty much started playing everything around 13 years old.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a 10-year-old daughter who has decided that she wanted to be in the band, I had to dissuade her from wanting to play saxophone. We gave her a clarinet instead.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I just had trouble with the... My ex-husband played saxophone, and I remember him trying to teach people and how loud it was. So I was like, you know what, let's try the clarinet. The fingering is the same. And when you get older, if you want to play saxophone, you can.
Right. <That's cool.
laughs> Put her in the basement. Put her in the basement.
Put her in the basement, yeah.
Yeah.
So what other things are you guys doing besides upcoming Caldera Fest? Do you have anything else on your agenda?
This coming Saturday we're playing at the local 662 club here in St. Petersburg. That's really cool. And then in March we're going out for a week up to Valdosta, Georgia, and Athens, Georgia, and the Carolinas and stuff, hitting like 5 or 6 bars up there. Then we're later in the year we're doing OddCon up in Nashville, Tennessee. That's later after Caldera Fest, more in August, I believe.
Okay. And are you guys a part of the whole Green Album thing, I assume?
No, they had asked us to be on it, but there was some kind of, I think we didn't see the email in time or something, and it apparently filled right up. By the time we replied, there was no more space left, so I think we dropped the ball on that, so we're not actually on the album. So.
Oh, well, I have a feeling there's probably going to be a follow-up album, so maybe the next one.
Cool.
Oh, they're going to have to. They're going to have to. There's just too many. Well, we have 29 artists, and I don't know how many they can cram on a CD anymore. You would think could, but I bet you they'll end up with another one.
Well, it's 80 minutes.
Yeah.
You can get 80 minutes on a CD or something like that. So, you know, it just depends on how long the songs are, more than the artists.
Yeah.
Right.
And, Sean, how did you guys develop your alien backstory? I would love to hear the origins of that.
I don't even know how that started, man, really. The name just came to me one day as a kind of tongue-in-cheek, you know, spoof of a few different things. You know, both Jesus Christ Superstar and Antichrist Superstar are two of my favorite albums, you know. I don't know how we ended up coming up with that we were aliens, and I don't, you know, it was just something me and Jeremy thought up. I don't know, we get together a couple days a week to work on music and ideas and stuff, and, you know. The story's morphed a bunch of times over the years and still changing. We'd like to eventually do like either a 30-minute shorter or even eventually a full-length movie, but it would take collaborating with somebody who writes really well. You know, we can be the characters and stuff, but but sometime in the future we'd like to do something like that.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Back in the day, Kiss had the Kiss Meets the Phantom movie.
Oh, yeah. And, well, I mean, there's a long tradition of, you know, bands with silly movies. The Beatles, certainly, you know, I'm old enough to remember the Monkees on TV.
Right on. Yeah,
and I was, you know, one of those kids. I was born in 1962, so I was one of those kids. The Monkees were way better than the Beatles' mom, you know.
Oh, right on. Yeah.
I can still remember having those arguments with my mother and my uncle.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was.
Yeah,
our
characters would lend itself to a film really well, and I have this like ultimate, you know, dream that one day if we were big enough, if we could tour like a circus does, you know, that'd be so much cooler than touring like regular bands. Like if you could take a big top tent and have a crew to you know, set up in a town and do 2 or 3 shows in each town, and. But that even that concept, too, alone would be good in a movie, too, if it was like some kind of horror movie where, like, aliens going around putting on shows to abduct people in our our circuses, our adult circuses around.
You should pitch that to the producers of X-Files.
Yeah.
Aren't they bringing that series
back? If we were in a circus tent, we could do fire all the time. You know, you wouldn't be able to do that stuff in a lot of halls. But...
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So you said you're from the you live in the St. Petersburg area in Florida?
Yeah, Sarasota. It's about 30 minutes south of St. Pete.
Oh, yeah. I know where that is. I lived in Florida as a kid for a little while, but in Miami. So.
Oh, cool.
But I'm familiar with Florida. So you guys didn't have any of the snow we had this past week. It was pretty awful up here.
No, we didn't have any snow. We did have tornadoes.
Did you?
Yeah. Someone actually... got killed here in town like a week ago on a tornado.
Aw.
Yeah. Wow.
We had,
it was all off the storm.
Yep.
Was it the same storm?
Yes.
Probably.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jonas. Jonas was huge.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I don't watch TV, so I'm terrible. I don't have any television. I don't like TV, so I don't watch.
Yeah, me either.
this is my foray into the world at large.
Right.
But I know where Terry's work is in Allentown. They had 31 inches of snow, which was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I grew up in Ohio, so I've experienced it. I had enough.
Mm.
More.
Yeah, you know what the snow shoveling thing is, then definitely.
Oh yeah.
Mhm.
Wow.
So, how many members are there to the group?
Well, there's four. There's three of us in the band, and.
Niv.
I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hi.
I don't know where Sean went.
Hello.
Did we lose him? Did you mute him?
There you go. There you are.
Hello.
Hi, Sean.
Sean, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. We lost you there for a second. I'm not sure what happened.
Oh, I don't know. I could hear you the whole time.
That's interesting.
It's Blog
Talk Radio Gremlins.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You were saying there were four of you in the band?
Yeah, there's I play guitar and sing and do a little bit of hand drumming, and then we have a drummer, Julius, and Jeremy Lambonius plays the didgeridoo and does all kinds of various electronic instruments and some woodwinds, and then we have
mm-hmm.
Sky Dancer also dancing at all times. So there's cool. There's four people on stage, three playing music, one dancing.
Mhm.
Yeah.
And how did you all meet? How did you all come together? I know you kind of covered it quickly there at the very beginning of the show, but maybe something a little more in-depth. Did you all meet in an event? Did you just all know each other from before?
I actually met Sky Dancer as my life partner. I met her at the Siesta Key Drum Circle here way back, I don't know, probably 1996 when I first met her. We've been dating now since, like, I don't know, 2007, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeremy, I met, I'm not really sure exactly where I first met him, but just through bands and stuff. I ended up, a friend of a friend offered me to play bass in a band with him at one time or something, and I did that for a little while, and then we just became friends and hit it off and played in a couple bands since
mm-hmm.
then.
That's sort of the way musicians meet each other.
Yeah,
mutual band moments.
This thing
mm-hmm.
came about because we all have good chemistry together. You know, we've had a few
mm-hmm.
different people in and out of our groups, and we seem to have a pretty good team going on now.
Very
okay.
cool.
Yeah.
Niv, do we have a song or two queued up for?
I've got
one
of Sean's. Yeah, I have one rolled up there, but thanks to Blog Talk Radio, I'm not really sure which one it is. It's one of the ones that you sent me, Sean.
Okay.
So, I believe it's the Nine Orbs. Go ahead.
Cool.
Why don't we play it, and then we
okay.
can talk about it, and he can tell us what the name of it was and where we can find it if we want to listen to more music of his and his groups after we listen.
Cool.
All righty. We can do that. Here we
Alrighty,
go.
All righty. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Meaningless is the test of life. Join us Thursday, May 26th through Monday, May 30th, Memorial Day weekend 2016, for Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival. Join 29 of your favorite bands and musicians, including Tuatha De Dea, Dave the Bard, Dragon Ritual Drummers, Wendy Rule, S.J. Tucker, Digis Christ Superdrum, and many more. Great music, great food, great vendors, and great workshops presented by the musicians themselves. Plus, the official CD release of The Green Album, a great collaboration album by many of the artists that will be at Caldera Fest. For more information, visit Caldera Fest on Facebook or go to www.calderafest.com.
You're listening to Terry and Onyx on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you to Virginia. Hey, we're back. Hopefully all of us have made it back. Sean, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. I loved the song. It was awesome. And
cool.
You said the name of the song again was?
Thanks. That song is called Smoke and Mirrors.
Smoke and Mirrors.
Yep.
You guys have at least that song had a sound that really resonated with me because I'm, like I said before, I'm like an old hippie. And it was sort of reminiscent of a lot of different influences that I could hear, and I just thought, wow, that's such a great melding, and it's so unique, and it sounds like you guys are some of the only ones doing that type of music out there right now, which is really, really, really cool.
Cool.
Niv, did you make it back?
Yes, I made it back.
Yay. Okay. So we all
I know. I'm so excited. We all get excited about this, Sean. It's not because it's difficult. Sometimes Blog Talk doesn't let us all get back in. So we get excited when we know everyone's here.
Right.
So, Sean, you also had mentioned something to me about you guys did some music for a soundtrack for a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie called Evangeline. It was written and directed by a girl named Karen Lamb out of Vancouver, British Columbia. And it's a horror film about a girl who is victimized by a sociopath and basically left for dead in the woods. And, I don't want to give the whole thing away, but, she enacts her revenge. And, it's a modern horror film. And they use two of our songs in the soundtrack of the film.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said something about you can see that film on Netflix still?
Yeah, it's on Netflix and iTunes and everything. They got distribution for it, so you can actually rent it and check it out. It's called Evangeline.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And is that the kind of stuff that you guys would like to do? I mean, would you be interested in doing more soundtracks or?
Oh
is
yeah,
that sort
I love
of something
doing soundtracks.
That's a one-time
stuff.
Shot.
My sister is actually a filmmaker, and she moved out to Portland. She's doing really well, and
good.
I really am interested in doing film soundtrack work and stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Now I know that you were going to be appearing at Caldera Fest, and the promo that we were running was reminding me. Are you guys going to be teaching any workshops at Caldera?
Yes, I believe Jeremy is going to be doing a didgeridoo workshop. They currently have him down for like Saturday at 5. The band actually plays on Sunday, and we are hoping to, we're hoping to be able to do it that Saturday. As far as I know, it's Saturday at 5:00. But he is planning on doing a didge workshop. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I have a didgeridoo that actually a friend of mine left here in my closet.
Oh, cool.
That I have lovingly maintained in my closet now for a couple of years. I'm thinking about maybe I'll bring it with me and take his class. That would be awesome.
Yeah, totally. You can get you rolling on that thing. Can you make the sound yet? Or
I haven't even tried because it wasn't mine. I felt like, don't touch it, don't play with it, not your music, not your instrument, just leave it. But I've asked her now a couple of times to, come and get it and, or can I arrange to drop it off to her, and she's just sort of dropped the ball every single time, and so now I'm feeling like, it's been, 2.5 years. So
yeah.
Maybe I'm meant
I
to have it.
Now.
I don't know. So maybe I'll bring it with me and check out his class. That would be a lot of fun to learn how to play it.
What was the influence on this particular song? What was...
That song is about the concept of, like, government disinformation, you know, the idea that they actually put false information out to cause confusion in various issues or whatever. So it was about smoke and mirrors. It's a fun one live because Jeremy's singing that background sort of monotone robot background vocal.
Right.
We get to, like, play off each other vocally on that song. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. I was like, okay, this sounds kind of, the smoke and mirrors does make sense now that you described it more, you know, governmental, quote unquote, anti-whatever. But it does make sense now that I know
going
about
where he's singing, you know, I'm saying don't listen to him, listen to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen to him, don't listen to me. Just causing confusion, just general.
Well, it happens every day.
Yep.
Yeah, politics.
Every single day.
I know.
Well, I hate to cut you short, Robin, but we need to put on have a little break here.
Okay.
Have to have our blog talk. Sorry, Sean, but we got to do that.
Okay.
So let me see what I can drop on here. Come on. Load up for me. Why is it when you want something to load up, it never does?
Right.
You know,
well,
how funny
yeah,
is that?
It's not the,
it's
I don't
not
know
the
why
user, because
like
I sat there and watched him do that.
Recently.
No, it hasn't, and I would love to have another medium to go do this, although it's really helped us out a lot and helped out a lot of other authors. Well, shoot. Come on, but never mind.
We can't
take a break right now, Robin.
Okay.
Nothing's loading.
Well, that's fine. We can just keep talking. Let us know when you're ready, okay?
All right.
Sean, you were talking also that you have a sound studio in Florida.
Yeah, recording studio. Audio recording, and I do video work. It's called The Bridge, right? I just call it The Bridge. It's like the imaginary bridge of my spaceship, if you will. So, I do audio, video production, graphic design, you know, various kind of artworks here.
Cool. Now, if somebody had a band and they wanted to, you know, book time at the studio, is that something you do, or is it not that kind of recording studio?
Yes, no, it is. I have people come here and record all the time. You can contact me on Facebook at my personal page or The Bridge.
Okay. And your personal page would be under?
It's facebook.com/Obi-Sean Kenobi.
Obi-Sean Kenobi. That's very cute.
Yeah.
Well, I will say that you guys have a great sense of humor. It's awesome.
Thanks.
So, I love that about you guys.
And then The Bridge
is actually
Obi-Sean
like...
Kenobi Studio.
Uh-huh. It sounds to me, too, like you guys might have been Kiss fans growing up.
Yeah, I was, for sure. I'm not sure about Jeremy. He's a little bit younger than me. He probably missed it.
Uh-huh.
Kiss was pretty lame by the 80s, I'll say. You know, like, when I started liking them, I'm pretty old, so it was still the 70s. You know, they were still pretty cool back then. Right around the 80s, they turned pretty lame. So that's probably about when Jeremy first heard Kiss, so I imagine he was probably,
Well, you know, I have a theory that when they stopped wearing the makeup, they lost all their power.
Yeah, that could be too, yeah.
I actually grew up in Queens and lived in College Point, which is where Gene Simmons is from.
Yeah.
And it was around that time that Kiss became a popular band, and it was like such a big deal that, you know, he was from Queens, New York, and College Point. And so, of course, it's like the Ramones, they were from Queens too. I actually did know them, but I did not ever actually meet Gene Simmons, but everybody I knew, you know, everybody who ever lived or touched College Point anyway, I met Gene Simmons. I know Gene Simmons.
Nice.
One of those things. It was just funny. So it sounds like we're kind of in the same age group. Yeah, I will admit to having owned the double live album.
Oh yeah,
his double live album, and played it a lot as a kid.
Same here, man. I remember that was one of my early memories. I got in trouble with that album because on the middle, if you opened up the vinyl, it had like letters from the band that written to the fans. And I remember Peter Criss's letter had some sort of sexual innuendos in it about hats or something. I was only like 8 or 9 years old. I didn't even get it, but my mom read it and flipped out and like ripped my album in half. She let me keep the albums, but like ripped the album in half and like threw out that half of the album cover. And I was just like, wow, man, I want to be in a band. That's cool.
I want to do that. Yeah. I want all moms to rip my album. About the only thing I can get to load up, to Robin, is the peace prayer. So just whenever you want it, let me know.
Well, why don't we go ahead and get that out of the way?
Cool.
If you want to play the peace prayer, that's fine.
Yeah, that's the only one I can get going. Sorry.
All right.
Okay.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it, we accept it, and we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
To Terry and Onyx on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you to Virginia.
Yay, okay. So we got the peace prayer out of the way. That's always good.
Yeah, but that's the only one that slowed up. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, I don't know.
At least it's a good one, you know?
Oh, well, yeah. We'll have to have Terry take a look at it when he's back in the country. He'll be home tomorrow night late. Poor guy, they flew him down there. He flew all day yesterday. He got there, got up this morning, worked all day, and he has to get up tomorrow morning and fly home, and he'll be home tomorrow night. So it's a long flight for one day of work.
Yep.
I hope they pay him well.
Not well enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think. So you're going to be at Caldero Fest, and you guys are going to give a class, you say, on Saturday?
Yeah.
Is everyone that's going to be at Caldero giving classes?
No, but they have a workshop schedule posted on the Facebook event page there. They have a bunch of workshops going on, so Jeremy slotted some time Saturday evening to do a didgeridoo workshop.
Yeah, when I spoke to Dave from Caldera Fest, he said a lot of the artists were giving workshops, but it was just for the musical artists, and all the workshops revolve around the music, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, I
kind of appreciated that approach.
Right on.
Instead of it having, you know, instead of having to be another, you know, magically oriented workshops, but with music.
Yeah.
This is really centered on the music, which is unique and
it's
awesome.
A Woodstock of pagan music. I'm so excited.
Pretty much what it's turning out to be. I'm bringing my daughter, so I hope it's not too much like Woodstock.
Well, you know.
But
we'll
I figure she's
scarves,
10, and she'll be able to say, I was there, you know, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll take her picture. You were here, believe me. Benadryl. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, no. Yeah, she'll have a good time. I'm hoping I can be able to get down there with her, because I definitely don't want to be sleeping on the ground, so I'm hoping I can take my camper down. So.
Yeah, we're definitely doing something in the way of a camper.
Cool.
I'm too old to sleep on the ground anymore.
No kidding.
I did it for way too many years. The hips won't do it anymore.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
So, you don't mind it?
Yeah, I don't mind sleeping on the ground once in a while. It's fun.
Yeah, you know what? You live in Florida.
Yeah.
It's a lot colder here.
Yep. True.
Yeah,
we
it takes
a long
time for the ground to get warm here.
Yeah, we used to do a Beltane camping event every spring, April, in the Pine Barrens of New Jersey, and the ground would get to be about 15 degrees at night, a little too cold. Too many years I did that.
Yeah, we went trekking a couple of years ago. We went trekking in Peru in the Andes, so compared to that, it's after that everything else is pretty.
Yeah.
And we had to have 0-degree mummy bags.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have a good friend that travels to Peru every year.
Oh, it's awesome.
Beautiful. One of the places I want to go is, it's on my bucket list.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. I've heard. She sends me pictures every year and it makes me just like, oh.
Yeah, the food's so good too. Such good clean food, you know.
Yes. Yeah. So we have that in common. I'm like, I annoy all my friends. Don't eat genetically modified food.
Yeah. Yeah, you put a place, maybe, like, look like these crazy things, because that's where perfectly sharp little straight things. Thing, all their vegetables are just, like, beautiful and very crazy natural looking. They got, like, the deepest, darkest blue corn in the markets there.
Hmm.
Yeah, blue corn's awesome. I grew some here this last year. It is good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the blue corn, I believe, was this past year, and I believe they also have a really nice red corn there as well. And it tastes like corn. It just surprises you when you peel it open and it's like, whoa.
They sell that corn called choclo in the streets down there, and it's big, giant kernel. The corn, the kernels are giant, and you can get choclo-y queso.
Yeah.
It's like choclo with queso dripped over it, and it's real cheap in the streets.
Oh, my God.
Super, yeah.
I think I would gain weight there.
Right.
Not good for us diabetics.
Yeah, well, my friend Sue, who she lives there 6 months out of the year,
yep.
When she's here in the States, she cannot eat any dairy. She cannot have bread. She's got all these food allergies. As soon as she goes to Peru and starts to eat, she can eat whatever she wants. She can have ice cream. She can have milk. She can have bread because there's not all the junk in the food, and it's not all genetically modified.
Yep.
So I have a show on the station here on Monday nights. I'm a holistic health coach, and my show is spiritual wellness, physical health. So we talk about all this stuff, and I get all rabid about genetically modified foods and how the government is poisoning us, and you name it. I talk about it, and I'm sure that the FBI is listening.
Well, then we need to start playing Sean's song, Smoke and Mirrors, while you make your commercial.
Right.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah,
I,
that'd be perfect. Perfect, right there.
I would love to be able to live somewhere that was cleaner. I live in what they call the wilds of Pennsylvania. I have 7 acres. My neighbor has 53 acres, but I'm only like 5 minutes from town, which is nice. So I'm not in the middle of nowhere. We have chickens. We have garden every year. We're building a greenhouse on the property. We try to live as sustainably as possible.
That's cool.
But we're working toward it more and more over the last few years.
And music helps.
Nice.
Yeah.
Music really does help, and I don't care what anyone says. I've been in the music business background, PR, for a long time, and I do know that if the music doesn't please you, the food doesn't either. So... That's one of the things. It's one of the things that I tie together with food is music, because music's always blaring here out in the summertime. Sean, you're going to be added to my list. I'm gonna blast the cows out of here.
All right, thanks.
I saw something kind of cool today on the internet.
Yeah.
Some people took droplets of water and exposed it to vibration sound. and the water actually levitates and turns into all these really cool sacred geometric shapes, stars and octagons, and was really amazing to see. I've never seen, you know, and the water droplet just all by itself just lifts up off the surface with the vibrational frequencies. And so the hypothesis is that when you listen to music and it strikes a good vibrational tone, the water in your body is also dancing and happy and levitating and creating good stuff to go on inside your body.
Sure.
So I thought that was kind of interesting today. Now, I have no idea if there's any validity to that, but I just thought, gee, that's kind of cool.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I feel a huge range of emotions when I listen to music. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that explained it then, huh?
Well, I do believe that there's a certain healing quality to certain vibrational sounds and even just music. I had a really weird experience once years ago. I was listening to the Jethro Tull album, and I was listening to Songs from the Wood, that song, Songs from the Wood.
Yeah.
And I was so sick. I had, you know, one of those horrible flus, and I'm lying in bed, and I was just like, and I was listening to this song, and I just really started to, like, relax and get into the song.
Yeah.
By the time that song was over, I felt so much better. And it was
right
like somebody had flipped the switch, and the flu just sort of left me. And literally the next morning, I just got up and went to work, and I felt fine. And
yeah,
I still credit listening to that song in that moment as the healing that took place to keep me from, you know, really getting the flu. So I know it's totally possible to heal yourself through music and vibrational therapies.
And I
think, isn't there some sort of connection to that sort of thing with playing the didgeridoo? Didn't the Aboriginals apply it in that regard?
I don't believe the Aboriginals do, but it does make sense that it would do that.
Mm-hmm.
The Aboriginals, as far as I know, mainly use the didgeridoo for telling stories, and they're mainly like the sounds they're making are imitating various things. They, you know, they imitate the sound of the desert heat. They imitate the sound of the dingo crying, or you know what I mean. They're usually telling stories with those things, but the West. Actually, you know, there's been sort of a spiritual awakening going on all over the world, and I think, you know, more people are recognizing that the, you know, didgeridoo is a tunable frequency generator, basically, you know, so they can, you know, they're more likely to be doing it in a spiritual intention than the Aborigines.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Have those big crystal bowls, that, you know, are attuned to vibrational frequencies in your body, to certain chakras. And I've seen them used for healings along with crystals. And it would make sense since they each seem to have a unique tone. And it's very similar in a lot of ways to an ohm. When you hear it, like that sustained note.
Yep.
It would seem to make sense and be a connection from me anyway. But then, you know, what the hell do I know?
Yep. Didgeridoos are cool because even though they're all tunable to a particular note, and then everyone is in a different note. But even, you know, like Jeremy will make two out of the same material, and they're still slightly different because they have different overtones, you know, especially if they're between, you know, a D that's made out of fiberglass or a D that's made out of wood, you know, it totally has different sounds and overtones.
Absolutely. Interesting. Cool.
Well, it would make sense.
Okay. Well,
go ahead.
We've got just about 10 minutes
about
or so
10
left
minutes.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. So what I would really like to do, Jeremy, is, Sean, sorry, is to have you tell people where they can get in touch with the band, where they can purchase your music, and how they could get in touch with you, you know, in some way if they needed to, maybe contact you, they wanted you guys to come and play an event or something of that sort.
Okay, well, the main for everyone who, you know, isn't on Facebook, obviously you can find me on Facebook, but my regular email is obishawnkenobi@hotmail.com. So that's obishawnkenobi@hotmail.com. Or you can also find me on Facebook. I have pages, you know, I have a page for my recording studio and separate, I have several music projects going on, so I have different pages for all the music projects and stuff, or, you know, you can just private message me at any of those very easily. You know, my phone number is there on my Facebook.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. And is there a place where they can find the schedule online for the band?
Yeah.
Is there a band website?
Yeah, there is digiscristsuperdrum.com, and but the Facebook page is most regularly updated. So that's, you know, facebook.com/digiscristsuperdrum.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't have Facebook, it lets you see like band pages and stuff like that. So.
Right, right. Cool. Okay, that's awesome. And if somebody wanted to purchase your music, they can they find it on like iTunes or?
Yes, we're on iTunes and CD. We can again sell you a CD direct for $10 plus shipping. If you go to CD Baby, I think they end up being like 13 or 14 or something. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, CDBaby.com or iTunes, you can digitally buy the album. And all like Spotify, we're on all that stuff actually.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Well, guess
that's
who's
great.
Buying an album?
yeah, I made it
to
my
albums
collection.
Out too, by the way, and they're very different from each other. Our first album was self-titled, and it's just instrumental, no electronics, no guitar, no vocals. It's just didgeridoo and me playing junes and djembe, and then there's a little bit of flute and stuff on it, but it's just total, like, world music. And then the second album is where we started evolving into rock a little bit. We had two drummers with us on that second album, Alien Technology, and that one's even got some of the drum beats off of the instrumental album, but we added electronics and guitar and vocals. But then the new album is called... It's not really new now. It's about a year old, but the third album is called Yellow Dwarf and the Nine Orbs, and that one's very heavy on the electronica and science fiction. It's really, that's definitely our sound. We finally come into our sound.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
We're
very cool.
working on new material now for an album at the end of the year, and it's definitely going to be along the lines of that third album, The Yellow Dwarf.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Well, you know, keep plugging away, and I'm thrilled that you guys are doing so well, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. And you're very welcome. And I'm so sorry that Terry wasn't here. I know he was very bummed out this afternoon that he wasn't going to be able to be here.
Well, that's all good. Sorry for him.
Maybe next time.
He's in a horrible place.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Is he coming to Caldera?
Yeah, he'll
cool.
be there with us.
All right, well,
absolutely. And absolutely. And all righty. So I would just like to again thank you for being on and tell the rest of the guys that we're really looking forward to hearing you guys in person at Caldera, and we'll catch up with you then. And
all right.
Niv, how can people get in touch with the radio station if they want to?
Sure. Yeah, I knew you were going to do that one. I was ready, though.
Yeah, well, you get to be me tonight, so.
I get to be you. Well, if you have any complaints, wishes, moans, and groans, put those over there to Terry at surn.org@gmail.com.
And if you'd like to get in touch. Yep, that's excellent. And if anybody out there would like to get in touch with Terry or I, you can always send your email to littlestonebridge@gmail.com. We share that email address. And just in the subject, put what it's in reference to. If you're looking for us to, you know, present a workshop, or you need some spiritual counseling or health coach or whatever it is that you might, whatever question you may have, feel free to send it there. You also can reach me on my Facebook page at Robin A. McKean or my Spiritual Wellness Physical Health Facebook page. Either of those, feel free to PM me. And I'm thinking, Niv, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, because you are, after all, our booking guru, if anybody would like to try and get on the show, one of our shows, how would they get in touch
getting
with
everyone
you?
Boy, has it been a hard one to get somebody to answer their email. No, I'm just kidding.
Who, me?
No, you've gotten better. You have gotten better, I have to admit. But then no, I have to poke you every once in a while. Check your email. The Caldera Project has been very hard to do, but I've managed pretty well.
You have.
So you can contact me. My Facebook name is Cherie Falchetti, and you and my nickname's still up there, thanks to Facebook, Navasi. That's why everyone calls me Nev. My email address is Navasi, NIVASIPATH@gmail.com. All I really need is the rest of the gang to call in or send me a message, or my email and my phone number is out there. I really need to get the rest of you guys on before Caldera, and that's in May, folks, and we are loading up on the calendar. We're done with March. We're hitting April next. So send me an email with your bio. I'll get your orders released out to you, and we'll get you a scheduled date ASAP.
Okay, sounds excellent. And on behalf of everybody here at the station, I'd like to say thank you for joining us, whether you're listening in on live or whether you are coming in and downloading the show after the fact. Tell your friends and enjoy. Download it as many times as you need to.
Yes,
and,
we need it.
Yep, and feel free to download it onto your Facebook page and share it with your friends or send it in emails or whatever. Once the show is over in about 10, 15 minutes, it is available to be downloaded, and it will be there forever in perpetuity.
Forever.
Yep, so it's a great promotional tool. If you're trying to share, for example, Smoke and Mirrors' song will show up on the download. So if you want to share that song with a friend, and, oh, wow, look how cool this band is, feel free to do that. You're welcome. That's what we're here for, which is trying to get the word out to everybody so they can share as much as possible. And in the meantime, be good to each other, and we'll see you next week, and spread the love. Good night. Good night, Niv. Good night, Sean, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.